brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing today? I am Skip LaCour. One more day, you and I getting together for some exercise, mental exercise, MTC, mental toughness conditioning. We're working out our minds that just controls our emotions, our thoughts. Our thoughts lead to our actions. Our actions, the things we do, the things we choose not to do, all lead or push away those goals, those plans. And hopefully by this time, you are really getting clear on that bigger, bigger, gigantic, overriding purpose you have for your life that I call your vision, who you want to be, everything you want to evolve into when this life of yours is over, all the things that you've contributed, that big, gigantic vision for what your life is all about, that piece of art that you work on day by day that helps you identify those goals that you want, those plans, short-term, long-term, medium-term goals, and that overriding vision helps you piece it together day by day, give you that fortitude during the up times, down times, and everything in between. It all starts with our thoughts. What we do is we meet every single day by this time. If you've been listening to this Morning Connection podcast, here we are at Morning Connection podcast number 167. I am doing this for you 6 days a week, actually 7 days a week, if you count Saturdays when we review, still go through our daily disciplines. I'm here with you 6 days a week for a half an hour, putting you through this exercise, this MTC, this mental toughness conditioning. Just stimulate thought, thoughts that hopefully inspire you, sometimes give you that kick in the butt that you need, and sometimes it's just reminding you of the things you already know. But because this is so important, this is your life, gosh darn it. This is your life that we're talking about. You want to live with that sense of urgency. Make every single day count. You're going through the motions. You're showing up. Here you are at this podcast looking for those distinctions, those strategies, a new way of looking at the world to somehow, some way, help you get more efficient, more clear, make this journey called life just a little bit more exciting. And achieve those thoughts and emotions, those options in life, material possessions, all those achievements, whatever it is, whatever's most important to you. And maybe along the way, you're really figuring out what is and isn't important to you along the way. Thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me and making this a part of your day, making this a daily discipline, allowing me to poke and prod and ask you questions. During the good times, I help inspire you and going, yeah, that's what I'm all about. I'm ready to take on the day. Maybe there's some times where, you know, I'm not even talking to you. I'm just putting it out there for everybody to listen to because through my experience, being so focused, so passionate about helping people improve the quality of their lives for so long, there's general patterns of thinking and doing that I go through that everybody goes through. So I'm just pointing things out, but oh, it hits you in a way. You're going, well, I don't know if I agree with that. I don't think he's got this one right. And it gives you this visceral reaction. You just react to it. You can feel it in your body, and you want to push it away. Maybe those are the ones that you want to think about. And maybe as we go through this MTC, mental toughness conditioning, this exercise every single day, exercise is not always fun. It's not always in your comfort zone. In fact, a good workout will always test your limits little by little as you get conditioned to take on more and more and more. And maybe we want those times where maybe I rock the boat a little. I challenge your way of looking at the world. Your sense of certainty gets challenged every once in a while. I know that's an uncomfortable place to be, but sometimes feeling uncomfortable, challenging ourselves, looking at the way that we're doing things, especially if we're not getting the results that we really want and why we're not experiencing those emotions, that closeness, those achievements, that progress that we want, then we definitely want to be challenged. It may sting a little. It may feel uncomfortable in the short run. But as Zig Ziglar, the late Zig Ziglar, a mentor of mine who started me on this journey, which was 30 years ago now, actually, when I was dragged as this kid to this motivational seminar by an older coworker who thought this would be perfect for me. I'm so glad that he came into my life and pointed me in this direction, changed the course of my life. It's what led me here to be with you today. That's why it's so important for me. It's such an important part of my vision to give back, to introduce this type of thinking to you, because I know the power behind it and what it can do for you, just like that older coworker did for me 30 years ago. Zig Ziglar says, the tougher you are on yourself now, the more comfortable, the easier life will be later on. So this isn't always going to be easy, just like exercise. You're going to push yourself, test your limits, you know, really challenge yourself if you can indeed do one more. But again, thank you so much for showing up, putting your faith and trust in me. I will not let you down. I will not let you down. Giving my all every single day. Hey, talk about giving your all. Let's do our little check-in right now. What state are you in? All right, I'm doing a check on myself. How close am I to, on a scale from 1 to 10, delivering this message? Let it flow through me. All right, let it flow through me. All the thoughts, all the feelings. What am I trying to accomplish? What's my vision to give to you? What resources do I have? Physical, mental, emotional, psychological. You know, how close am I to that 10 right now, right, on a scale from 1 to 10? Let me just check in and think about that, right? And is there anything I can do? Could I, right now, I'm moving my body. I'm shaking my hands. You know, I'm feeling some tingling in my arms and back. That tells me that I am boosting up the energy level. So whatever I was at before, I would say about an 8. I'm getting myself up to a 9. See, you can do that too in every situation, whether you're delivering a message, you're doing your passion, you're contributing value to the world, your job, your career, whatever it is that you do, just by being conscious of that state and identifying the things that turn you on, that crank it up immediately. It all starts with being conscious of that emotional state that you're in at the particular moment. Just asking yourself that question, you're going to be so far ahead of the masses, right? Just being conscious of it and knowing its value, knowing how important it is, your emotional state. I talk about your mindset is so important to everything that you do. When it comes to bodybuilding and training, what I've been known for so many years, helping other people, you know, a lot of guys, young guys, they're so focused on the strategies. And although they're important, it all starts with this mental state that you're in at the particular moment and being conditioned to get in that mental state all the time. When you're in the gym, before every set, while during every rep, when it's time to take on your day and do the all-important eating strategies, are you going to follow through or are you going to rationalize and set back? Your emotional state at that particular time is so important. And again, this is where the mental toughness conditioning comes in. Just like anything else in life, the more you do it, the more conditioned you get where you can take on more and more and more, little by little, the things that were challenging you in life at one time, it was tough to get yourself to do, you'll definitely be way more likely to follow through and follow through at that higher level, closer to your full potential as much as possible. And that's all we can ask for, right? Giving it our best shot, showing that grit, showing that consistency every single day. So I'm doing all the talking right now. I'm leading this workout. You're here for so that I can push you through it. But you need to ask yourself right now, what emotional state are you in? How open are you to, how open are you that when I say that one distinction, that one stretch, that one new way of looking at the world, that could totally change your life? Again, because those thoughts are so important, but you have to be present. You have to be present to accept it when it comes in. You know, how many times have you gone through life and someone says something so profound and you're just open for it and you go, wow, that was just amazing. And you tell all your friends and they go, you've never heard that before? You just weren't ready for it at that particular time. Whatever, whenever someone said it to you before, just weren't open for its true meaning. Now, we're not going to be at a level 10 all the time, but what state are you in right now? How close are you to a level 10? So when I say something brilliant, when I say something brilliant during a half hour together, that you're going to absorb it, right? So think about it right now. What state are you in? All right? How close are you to that level 10? If you're not at a level 10, and that's okay, is there anything that you can do? All right? We're all wired differently, and we have to know what immediately puts us in a more alert, a more positive, more open state. What can you do? Like I said, I'm right now I'm swinging my arms around. I'm putting my back more erect and tight. All right, that's something that does it for me. I open up my eyes, nice and wide. I move my face. I get more animated with my mouth and my eye movements. That cranks me up. Find out right now. Try a few things right now to get you in that mental state. Hell, if I'm getting up at 3:45 every morning, I'm ready to go to deliver at 4:30 every single morning, 6 days a week, then you should be ready. You should be ready to do your part to accept when I say something brilliant that's going to change the course of your life. You got to be ready. I was talking to one of my coaching clients yesterday, young guy, 25 years old, and he was telling me that because one thing I talk about is downloading this at the same time and then listening to it at the same time as close to you as you can, making it a ritual, a practice, a discipline, one of those standard things that you don't deviate from as much as possible. If anything in your life, you have to deal with all the, be flexible to all the challenges and things like that, what the day brings on. But as many things as you can have that are good for you, that you know will push you forward, that you can keep constant. You know, maybe it's your meals, maybe it's your workout time, maybe it's your MTC, mental toughness conditioning time, where you listen to this podcast. You can make it the same. The other thing is, if you could be moving around. Now, if you don't work out at a conventional commercial gym, you know, maybe you can just do it while you're moving around, walking your dog, or maybe you can invest in an inexpensive jump rope. And for 30 minutes every single day while you're listening to this, you know, you can move around. I just really believe that it really helps you get in that state of movement. So when something comes in that could potentially just change the direction of your life, or really improve your outlook on life in that particular moment, you're more ready for it. So I, you know, he works out in a gym, and so he does it while he's doing cardio. And he told me that, you know, the thing about it, when I do it with cardio, I miss some of the things that you say because I'm just pounding away at my cardio, and I lose you for a few minutes while I'm doing cardio. And that's interesting. I'm glad that he offered that to me, and I offered him a suggestion. Actually, you know, you have so much control over your mind. You know, if you're doing any type of exercise, and by the way, when it comes to cardio, it's just for your heart mostly. It's to build up that, you know, get the blood flowing, the oxygen, building up that endurance. It's not necessarily a skill set. I don't advocate, you know, if you love to run and that takes a certain skill set that you can, when you get good at it, you can put on autopilot, a Stairmaster, those type of things. You know, I don't encourage a lot of thinking, a lot of movement, although that can be fun. I don't want cardio necessarily for you to be consistent. 20 minutes every single day, good hard cardio. I don't necessarily want a skill set involved. You can have the skill set and other things during your weight training workout. That takes skill. But if you can just put it on autopilot and pump, 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 like I do a recumbent bike, that gets me my cardio activity. Well, the thing about it is, you know, that's, you know, a million strokes that I've done over all this time with my cardio. I don't have to think about it. So using your mind, lose your mind into my words and thinking your vision, escape the mundane or the challenge of the workout and the pumping of your legs, of your oxygen, your blood flowing. Don't look at the clock in front of you, the timer in front of you. Don't look at your RPMs. Lose yourself in your life, in your thoughts, and the things that I'm saying to you, right? And that's where your focus should be. You know, I talk about, you know, you have so much control over your body through your mind more than you may think about. You know, if I were to tell you, think about the tip of your left ear right now. Actually feel the tip of your left ear. Don't touch it with your hands. I just want you to think about it and feel the top of your left ear. Can't you now all of a sudden just feel it, whether the blood is flowing or some micro hairs on the top of your ear? You can almost, you know, focus your thoughts to actually feel the top of your left ear. That's how much, you know, that's just a small example of how much your mind has so much control over your body. So when I'm talking to you, maybe right now, lose yourself in my words. Keep the pumping going with your cardio and movement. Put that on autopilot and lose yourself into my words. Think, let your thoughts go into your life and how this information can help you. So I was helping him do just the opposite. Don't lose yourself in the cardio. Lose yourself in my words, and it should work just the opposite, work and help you get through a workout. help the workout become so much more effective, so much more efficient. Man, you're pumping so hard. You got those RPMs going. It's such a productive workout because you're lost in my words and your body has left, your thoughts have left your body and into your life and how this can help you. All right, so movement. So that's one thing that you know, I encourage as you go through these Morning Connection podcasts. So today, boy, I tell you, I'm excited, maybe a little nervous. I'm excited about I started a journey today, and it's with my nephew. So I'm so happy that I can be his uncle and come into his life. His name is Ronnie LaCour. He's 20 years old. Actually, he'll be 21 here in a couple months. And in 17 weeks, he's going to continue his studies at the University of Santa Barbara in California. Beautiful, beautiful part of the world in California. Beautiful campus, a great school. He's really focused on his education, so he's really dedicated for these to be a really transformational, a man-formational point in his life. And so he came to me a few weeks ago. He said, look, I want to get in great shape. I want to get back into some working out. You can go to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/SkipLaCour. Before his baseball season, you know, we worked out for about 9 weeks. You can see his progress. I took him into the gym. Well, this time, you know, he didn't work out during that time because it wasn't something that worked well. That type of building muscle didn't work well with the skill set involved in his baseball, his pitching. But now he wants to he build up his body for a lot of different reasons for the next 17 weeks, and he wanted my help. He's going to school to be a communications major. His career goal is to be a sports announcer, not only playing sports. He's watched a million hours of sports on TV and Sports Center, and so that's his ultimate goal, is to be a sportscaster for ESPN. Awesome. Awesome goal to have at 21 years old. It's also, just like I talk about, that's one of those goals that as we go through our daily disciplines, if you've been listening to this Morning Connection podcast, you know, that was something that he would visualize, that ultimate goal that if you achieved it, you would have to step up doing the things that we talk about every single day during this Morning Connection podcast. You would have to do that for months, if not years, of pushing yourself, getting the most out of your talents, your energy, your resources, your abilities, almost every single day, getting as close to 10 as possible for years to make such an ambitious goal happen. And that's really where the juice and the excitement comes in life, to push you further, physically, mentally, and emotionally, whatever it takes to bounce back from challenges, to keep your eye on the prize. That's a perfect example of what I'm talking about when I do those daily disciplines. When you visualize that, you'll get up in the morning, right? You'll ask me, your uncle, this great resource that he had available to him to help him in his journey. One thing about it is that this journey is going to really focus on his man formation, which is a lot of the things that we talk about. I am so happy to do this because I'll tell you, it's like I love connecting with you. Again, you know what my vision is, to create so much value in your life, to come into your life like I talked about. I want to come into your life like someone did for me and point you in this direction of this mindset, this motivation, these mental strategies, how it guides your life. I want to come into your life like someone took me aside and thought so much of me and was so considerate to introduce me to this world 30 years ago. That's what I wanted to do for you. I know the impact that Zig Ziglar, how he started all my life, where I've had so many mentors in my life who have helped me take my abilities to higher and higher levels that have led me here today. You know, in addition to introducing you to this, I would love to be, when you look back on your life and your 30 years from now and people admire what you do and you're giving back, you could say, well, you know, early on that was that Skip LaCour guy. Had such an influence in my life, the way that I'm talking about the late Zig Ziglar. Hopefully 30 years from now, I'm still walking around. If not, it would still be great for my vision, my purpose, that I had that impact on you and you continued that impact, having that impact on other people. You know. So the thing is, I love connecting with you. But the thing is that, you know, doing it for family members. I mean, that just takes up to a whole new level. And we'll be documenting the journey. If you want to go to my website, skiplacour.com, my name, skiplacour.com/journey. All right, so skiplacour.com/journey. We'll be documenting the next 17 weeks. And it's called Ronnie's Bigger and Bolder Journey, right? Ronnie's Bigger and Bolder Journey. Now, why is it bigger? Okay, you can figure that out. We're going to do some mass machine training. That's my branded approach to training and all the distinctions. Certainly going to talk about that. And that was why he came to me. He wanted to work on his physical body. But the bolder part, that's where man formation comes in. So I say mass machine training plus man formation equals a bigger and bolder Ronnie LaCour, my nephew. All right, so that's what this journey is all about, a lot of man formation strategies. You know, I want you to go to that website, skiplacour.com/journey, and you'll see what I do. I talk a lot on this podcast about coaching and the things that I can do for you with your specific challenges. I know this Morning Connection is massively helpful to you, and I really appreciate all your emails and your feedback. You're very descriptive about how this is helping you and how these podcasts really made a connection with you. And I'm very proud to do that for you. At the same time, I tell you, when you can take all these lessons and how they directly apply to you in your life, I mean, that's this, everything you're getting out of this times 1,000. Trust me on that. It makes your whole journey more effective and efficient. So if you love this, if you believe this is helpful, really to take control of your destiny is to get that one-on-one coaching. All right, but you'll see what I can do with my nephew. I take him through the process. So go to skiplacour.com/journey. You know, before we started this journey that we embark on today, right? Actually, when I get off this podcast here, our Morning Connection podcast, you know, we started today and we went through, it took about an hour, and I just took him through the process. You can see I took him through an emotional journey where I got him really clear on what he wants to accomplish, not only in the next 17 weeks, how that's going to set him up for the rest of his life, and pressing him, asking him questions, so he got really clear. And then I asked him, you know, some of the challenges that he believes that are in his way. And as he talked about that, you know, using my skills in coaching and, you know, understanding, listening, and what translating what he means, I may have uncovered some of the challenges that he didn't quite realize that could be standing in his way. And then I had him really connect with when he has this clear vision, and when he knows the challenges that stand in his way, when he works step by step, day by day to work on those challenges, how would that feel and where would that get him in life? And that's just the beginning. I mean, again, because your mindset is so important, I really want you to go to skiplacour.com/journey. Click the link where, you know, we did this, posted this yesterday, the day before this journey begins, where I take them through that. Download that 1-hour-long podcast, that audio recording. And again, that's just the start of it. You can see how powerful that is. I'm really excited about this journey because you can hear in his voice quality, you hear confidence comes up, stress level. In addition to all these, you know, the physique, bodybuilding, and training goals, this is definitely going to be a lot more. It's going to be more than just muscles, all right? And he being my nephew and what I emphasize to you, I mean, the muscles part, that becomes easy when you have the mindset down, when you have it all arranged in your life. It's all organized. It has its place. You know why you're doing things. The muscle parts becomes easy. It's about showing up, learning strategies, becoming better and better every single day. So it's definitely a man formation journey. He's ready for it, and I'm ready for it. I'm glad that I can use all these skills and powers to help my own nephew get more out of life. But again, listen to that podcast. Hey, if you followed me over from bodybuilding and training, and you know you're into it too, you know you'll have my workouts. But the thing is, I talked about, I'm a little nervous, I guess, a little excited. However you want to describe it is. You know, one thing I always talk to you about is a lot of things are coming up for me as I start this journey. One is that you always have to consider, what's the highest and best use of your time? Is what you're doing right now, or what you have planned, is it something that you feel comfortable doing, you're certain about doing? It may make good sense. It'll keep you busy. Or is it really? And if you really think about it, getting it, you closer to those results that you really want, those goals, those plans, short-term, long-term, and most importantly, your vision for what you want for your life. Is what you're doing, is it really getting you there? Because we don't want to do things that are those peanut butter jelly sandwiches. We do want to do as many things as we can that are going to be that big overriding goals and plans and vision. You know, we can always be hard workers, but we have to make sure what we're doing is leading to where we really want to go. And that takes a lot of thought. We have to rethink it. We have to evaluate, assess, and monitor the entire way. So before I took on such a project, you know, I had to, you know, think about, is this, you know, consistent with what I'm doing? Because it's going to be a lot of work, right? The other thing is about, you know, just getting involved in the process because you're so connected to your vision. I definitely believe this is going to be a piece of work. It's going to be something huge. And the reason why is not only does this totally align it with my vision to help other people's journey in life become a lot easier, to be more than just muscles. This man formation strategy that I love, because it's going to really help you be better in all areas of your life. It's something that changed the course of my life. And after I became good in one area, it helped me round out. I already know that whatever it is that I create, and you'll hear it from the very first day when you listen to that coaching session I did with him yesterday. Again, skiplacour.com/journey. You will see this is going to be a masterpiece. It's not going to just change the direction of his life that I'm so happy to be a part of, to step up and do this for him. It's going to help so many other people around the world. And the great thing about the internet, you know, it can stand the test of time. It can continue to help people for years to come. Thousands of people, no matter how many people are aware of it right from the beginning, it's still there forever. I know that. I've been doing this long enough, and it excites me. But just get started, because the thing that's kind of scary is, man, it isn't like I got so many things to do, right? My personal life, my family life, that's so important to me. Mass Machine Nutrition, my coaching, podcasts, things like that. It isn't like my day isn't packed from 3:45 in the morning to 10, 11 o'clock at night, taking on more. But that's what I tell you. You know, that's the point of what I want to talk about, is get really connected to your vision. Don't worry about how everything is going to fall into place or necessarily how it's going to work. You're not going to necessarily know. If it aligns with your vision, and this definitely does, right, to help other people make your life, your experience a lot better than mine was, to help you avoid the pain through my efforts by sharing my experience, this definitely connects with my vision. The other thing, the shorter type things, you know, heck, like I said, you know, here I am giving you emotion, my passion. You're thinking, hey, I like that guy. I love his work ethic. I love his grit. I love his passion. That's the kind of guy I want on my team in life, right? That's why you listen to this. Well, you know, this is what I put into Mass Machine Nutrition. You know, that's my business. That's my career. That's the way I'm going to make this all come true and take care of my family and my family's family, right? So I know by putting this type of effort, you're going to, when it's time to buy your supplements, you're not going to just go to GNC and just order the blue bottle, whoever that is. You know Mass Machine Nutrition. You know the man who owns and operates it, it was his vision. You're going to give me a shot, and then you're going to see how great the supplements are. And then I've got a customer for life. So this lines up with that vision. As long as I'm connected to my vision. But the point is, I don't know. If you said, well, how many workouts are you going to post? How many videos? How many infographics? How many of those coaching sessions? Those are pretty good. Are you going to check in every single day? I don't know for sure. I've got some ideas. But the overriding vision is to use whatever means possible. I've got a video camera. I got lots of video cameras. I have still cameras. I have phone cameras. I have microphones and audio recordings. I have four computers in my house connected to the internet, expensive podcasting material. I have so many different things. I don't know. I have no idea how I'm going to put this all together by the time 17 weeks are done. All I know is where the vision is, to create a win-win situation for you, create a win-win situation for me, and certainly create a win-win-win situation for Ronnie. I'm connected to that vision, And I'm just going to let my talents and energy and passion flow through me day by day by day, constantly evaluating the process. What's the highest and best use of my time? Is this leading to results? As long as I have that, I show up every single day, passionate and determined and focused. It will come through me using my talents, abilities, and resources, whatever they may be. I have the faith and confidence. I'm just going to jump in not knowing how I'm going to do everything. How am I going to budget all this time? If I'm going to have the energy, right? How I'm going to do it all? I don't know. I just have faith in myself. I am connected to my vision, and I can make adjustments along the way. And when you want something, that's just the strategy. I'm sharing that with you as I go through this. I don't know how I'm going to put it all together. I don't know how I'm going to manage all the time. It's just that when you're connected to your vision, when you're committed to your vision, how to make this all work on every level with all your goals, you got to get started. You got to jump in there, knowing that you can change your mind. You know, I'll tell you, when I did these podcasts, if it didn't catch on, this is just an idea. I've never been to point B where I want to go. Here I am at point A. All right. If you've never been there before, you know, you can take people's advice. You can come up with your theories on how to get to point B, but you really don't know for sure. You just have to use your best judgment, and you have to evaluate the process along the way, how to make improvements or stop the whole thing. It's not one or the other. There's a lot of different ways to get to point B from where you are point A. You just don't want to wait until you have all the answers, because you're never going to have all the answers. Developing that certainty and confidence, it's really a mindset thing. Really connect to your vision, and then the answers will come. But don't wait. Don't wait. Get in there. Get in there. Like I tell you, a lot of the things that this ties into is, you know, successful people, they don't have this amazing batting average where everything they try, they just hit out of the park. It's a home run. It pays off massively. You know, in fact, I would say probably, and again, I'm just throwing these numbers out, at 1 out of 10 of the things they do probably meet their expectation. And that might be generous. All right. So 9 times what they do that they got themselves psyched up to do, that they worked hard, they followed through, they dreamed, they lost sleep, they stressed out over, they were challenged with. 9 of the things that they went on that journey with, they got themselves to do, didn't meet their expectations, but that one did. Successful people know that they want to hurry up and do 30 or 40 things so they get 3 or 4 of those home runs. The challenge that many people make is, and it sounds reasonable, I mean, I understand the logic, but it's somewhat counterintuitive. Sometimes you don't really know. You're going to have to just get in there with the best intentions, you know, get some insight. Don't just jump in there totally, but don't expect yourself to have everything figured out. And you definitely don't want to just come up with a plan and just stick to the plan and not be sensory acute to what it's working. But just because you came up with a plan here at point A with no experience of being point A, point B, and using your point A experience, if you're following me still, and just carry that over for the next 3 months or 3 years, of course you're going to make changes. So knowing that, get in there. Just connect to your vision. It'll help you, you know, not only get started, but continually make those adjustments along the way. That's why you'll hear me always say, I say plans and goals, but I always talk about that vision. That vision is going to guide you. Just don't wait. Don't sit back. Don't expect to have all the answers before you get going, just like I don't. But I am so certain, connecting to my vision, all the things that I've talked about, this is going to just be a masterpiece after 17 weeks. A masterpiece that's going to help you, certainly going to help Ronnie and people for years to come in. I have faith and confidence. That's going to really help me win too, creating a win-win. Again, I do this so everybody wins, not just you, not just Ronnie, but I win too. And I told you about the ways how I have that plan. I know that you'll come through. I know you'll reciprocate my efforts. I have that faith. And if what I'm doing doesn't motivate you or stimulate you or inspire you to support my efforts, Mass Machine Nutrition, one-on-one coaching, whatever it may be, right, then I'll have to make adjustments and think of another plan to get you inspired and motivated to do that, right? That's what this is all about. Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? I'm really happy about that coaching session that not only that I did, I figured out how can I help Ronnie, how can I help you out, and posted that. Again, skiplacour.com/journey. no matter if you're into fitness or not, you want to listen to that. Most of the things we talk about aren't fitness related. All right, so check that out. But, you know, stepping up and doing that at 7 o'clock at night, getting the technology, getting it posted right away, that's something that stretched myself a little bit more. What was it for you? What did you do yesterday? Big, small, whatever, that impressed even you. That's what builds self-confidence. What was that moment yesterday when you said, wow, life is pretty darn cool? Some small little moment where you just took that all in. This is something that I mentioned before, like for Ronnie, if he was going to be listening to this, I'm going to encourage him to listen to these podcasts every single day. You know, what is that vision that you have, that accomplishment, achievement, that huge thing that you want so badly? You're allowing yourself to feel it and want so badly. Take 3 seconds right now and visualize it. And if you've already picked something out before, get more clear. See it, you know, hear it, feel it, know it in your body. Right? Take 3 seconds just to do that. Get better and better at visualizing it every single day. And again, this is going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, making your man formation. All right? Challenge yourself every single day, feeling uncomfortable, being comfortable during those uncomfortable times because you're challenging yourself so much. Right? What is that for you? Another thing we talked about is what you're doing right now, the highest and best use of your time, is what you're doing right now really helping you get to those results that you really want? Again, we want the Thanksgiving dinner and not so many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And again, get clear. What is that result that you really want? All right, guys. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm ready to get on this journey. Thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me. Thank you so much for following through with what you promised to do for yourself and listening to this podcast. One more day you followed through. Congratulations. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.